This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. has registered more COVID-19 deaths in a single day than ever before, nearly 3,900. On the very day, a mob attack on the U.S. Capitol illustrated political divisions in America, which have even made fighting the coronavirus pandemic hard. The virus is surging in virtually every state, with California being particularly hard hit. Deaths and infections there are threatening to force hospitals to ration care. About 1.9 million people around the world have died of the coronavirus, more than 360,000 in the U.S. alone. December was by far the country's deadliest month yet, and health experts warn that January could be even worse because of family gatherings and travel over the holidays. Also, a new, more contagious variant of the virus is taking hold around the globe and in the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump, for the first time, acknowledged his defeat in last November's election and announced there would be an orderly transition on Inauguration Day, which is January 20th. The president delivered these words after the U.S. Congress concluded the electoral vote count early Thursday, certifying President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Trump said in a statement posted to Twitter that, quote, "Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. That's the end of that tweet. His Twitter account had been locked prior to him making this statement. Trump's acknowledgement came after a day of chaos on Capitol Hill as a mob of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol, and the vote count had to be temporarily halted. This is VOA News. Police in Uganda confronted popular opposition presidential candidate Bobi Wine during a virtual press conference Thursday. As officers roughed him up, he told them with cameras rolling, quote, "You are embarrassing the country," end quote. He was later allowed to finish the briefing. Wine had spent the day campaigning, during which he said 23 members of his team had been arrested. The singer and opposition leader was announcing that he is petitioning the International Criminal Court to investigate allegations of torture and other rights abuses in the East African country ahead of next week's election. The ICC does receive hundreds such applications from around the world each year. The 38-year-old Wine hopes to unseat Yoweri Museveni, who has deployed the military to prevent what the president sees as opposition attempts to create civil unrest that could cause regime change. Wine and other opposition figures have called the 76-year-old president a dictator. Government officials did not immediately comment. When asked by the organizer of the news conference whether he wanted to end the briefing, Wine said he felt safer with the cameras on. China has canceled a part of the debt owed by the Democratic Republic of Congo to help the sub-Saharan giant fight the coronavirus epidemic, the Congolese presidency said on Thursday. Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the gesture to put roughly $28 million back into government coffers during a visit to the country this week. Wang also offered a further $15 million to support wider development efforts. China is a major investment in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and researchers from Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. have estimated that Chinese entities have extended more than $2.4 billion in loans over the past two decades. The cancellation of the debt should enable the DRC to fight effectively against the COVID-19 pandemic. That's what the Congolese presidency said in a press release. Since the first coronavirus cases were detected in that country on March 10th, the Democratic Republic of Congo has officially registered more than 18,700 cases and over 600 deaths. Germany's blue-chip DAX 30 index crossed the 14,000-point mark for the first time ever on Thursday as traders shrugged off the U.S. violence and welcomed the confirmation of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's win. The Frankfurt index climbed to an all-time high in late afternoon trading. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.